Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Our Voice Radio. This is Chanel. I am your host for the book experience. And tonight we have a very special guest. We have Corrine Smith. She's very special to me for a number of reasons. She is from my hometown, but she is also my very own cousin, and she has written a children's book called Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. So let's get right to it, shall we? We're going to get right to it with Corrine Smith. Good evening, Corrine.
Hi, Chanel. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well, and you are very special to me also, and I wanted to just thank you for allowing me to come on your show and talk about this long-awaited, at least to me, long-awaited book that I wrote many, many years ago.
I'm so happy that you chose our show to come on and discuss Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. I really had no idea that you were even writing until you posted on Facebook that you had that done.
Well, you know, it really didn't come about until after I had my children. Back in school, growing up, my best subject in school was English. I loved English, but never really thought about writing stories, writing songs. But like I said, it just took me, you know, to start having my children. Even my mom, she loved to write poems and stories and stuff, but that still never really interested me back then. And I went to college, went to school for business. I had this dream of owning my own restaurant or hotel or something, but writing just wasn't in my foresight at that time. But once I started having my kids, I had a different focus. I wanted to be able to, you know, share some experiences with them. And then it just seemed like things started coming to me, and I just had to start jotting down stuff. And then I had more time on my hands, too, to be able to write. So
right. That's
kind of how it started.
Okay. So you wrote Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. This is your debut book, your debut children's
book.
Now, why did you want to go in the children's genre?
Once again, once my children were born, it kind of just softened my heart. And I also work with children now. I previously worked with kindergarten through second grade, special needs children. I watched children when my son was in preschool. I had a little daycare here at the house. I would pick up his little friends from school and watch them while their parents went to work. And so I've been around children for the past 14, 15 years and just want to be able to be an inspiration or give them some kind of guidance and, you know, and actually share some other, you know, things with them as well.
Okay. So the book, again, is titled Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. Corrine Smith, the freshman author of this Christmas children's book. And so before we continue any further, Corrine, can you tell the audience who are either listening via the internet or live online with us where they can find Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas?
Yes, you can find Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas on a website called Bookemon. It's bookemon.com. And in the search box, if you put in Jenny Jingle, you can find the book there. I self-published this story. And you can purchase it on that site.
Okay. Okay. Now, of course, you have a fan base, and this will generate and increase the fan base. So if they are looking to connect with you via social media, how can they connect with you?
I do have a Facebook page. It's just my personal Facebook page if they want to get in contact with me through there. It's facebook.com/Corrine, C-O-R-R-I-N-E, 1973. They can contact me there.
Great. So it sounds like we are going to have to get you an author page.
Oh, yes, definitely. Because I do have many more books that I'm writing. I want to do some more with Jenny Jingle. And I have another book coming out next Christmas. I love Christmas, if you can tell the theme. But I have another one coming out next Christmas. And plus, I've also written a Christmas song. And so next year, everybody look out for more stuff from me.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk about Jenny Jingle and the true spirit of Christmas. And, well, you just told us that you love Christmas, and is that the reason why your first endeavor is a Christmas story?
Yes. Besides Valentine's Day, because that's my birthday, Christmas is my second favorite holiday. I love the lights and just the cheer of the season, and, you know, just watching the kids' faces. And I wanted to tell a story and give the children a little bit of knowledge, because this story is about a girl she's only 6 years old, but she's wise for her age. And she wants to, you know, let her brothers know that there's people out in the world, unfortunate children, even, you know, adults that have a need as well, and to give. So I just wanted to relay that message to children. It's not always about what we can get, but it's what we can give as well to make somebody else happy.
Absolutely. Now, her brother James, his birthday was also Christmas.
Yes.
Did I read that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And so she was trying to convey to him, you know, not just birthday gifts for him, but to give to other people. And it didn't really go over too well initially.
No, it didn't. No, not at all.
James wasn't doing that.
No, not at all.
Most younger siblings aren't receptive to not receiving gifts and giving gifts on their birthday. It's a birthday.
Yes, that's true. I don't think any kid would want to give, even adults too, would want to, you know, give their stuff away. Like you said, it's their birthday. But, right, you know, they're, you know, like with their family, though, they could always get other gifts or whatever. But, you know, Jenny just happened to see this magazine with these children that, you know, that really had a need. So she just wanted to, you know, enlighten them and say, you know, it's okay to give. But we haven't forgot about you, but, you know, it's still okay to give.
Right. Now, you said you self-published your book. Who did the illustrations?
I actually did the illustrations.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Love the vibrant colors you use.
Thank you.
It was very colorful. Very neatly colored as well.
Thank you very much. And, you know, there's a story behind the reason why I did the illustrations. Back when I wrote the book in 2006, I tried to find different people for a few years to illustrate the book for me. and I would get one here to say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, I was going to pay, no problem with that, and went ahead, paid out half, and I would pay the rest when it was finished. Well, on three or four different occasions, they took the half, didn't do the work, and never heard anything again. So I got burned quite a few times, and it was discouraging to me, and that's why it took so long for this book to come out. 14 years. I mean, I'm sorry, 9 years. 9 years for this book to come out because, you know, just being burned and then just being discouraged, and I'm just like, I'm never going to do it. And I tried to do some drawings, and I actually wasn't confident about the drawings that are in this book. I've had these drawings maybe 2-3 years, and I would show the book to different people, and they were like, oh, they're cute. They look like children's drawings. You know, the kids can really relate to it, but I just wasn't satisfied. And still, you know, trying to find somebody to do them for me. Couldn't find anybody to do it. So a few months ago, I said, I'm just going to go ahead and step out on faith because life is too short. I, you know, realized that when my dad passed away last year. Life is just too short. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything that, you know, I want to do, I need to go ahead and do it. And I want to say that to the listeners as well. Don't let anybody step on your dreams. Life is just too short, and you need to go for your dreams.
Absolutely. And that there is a wonderful message to convey, Kareem. But, you know, a lot of times, people, not everyone sees the same vision that we see. And so, mm-hmm. no. You know, and it's not for their, you know, it's not their dream, it's not their vision, so they're not going to see what we see, and so they may not agree with the direction that we're going to, and so they do kind of become dream snatchers, but that's very good. Do not let anyone step on your dreams. That's a very good message. That, of
Thank
course, you.
You
will see me display that on Facebook.
Supported
by none other.
Oh, yes.
Right. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, too, and another thing that, you know, kind of discouraged me as well when I first, you know, got this story going, a few people was wondering, why did I go with Jenny Jingle? Because I'm African-American, why did I go with Jenny Jingle being Caucasian? Why couldn't Jenny Jingle be African-American?
Right.
Well, that was my vision. I saw her as Caucasian at the time that I was writing it. So I put my foot down on that. I stuck with that. But it still was a little discouraging also, and, you know, and that was kind of another reason why it took so long for me to put the book out as well.
Right. Well, surely, and that's understandable, especially being an African-American author. Most often, we as African-Americans, when we purchase things, we do want to see, like, our likenesses, especially when created by our own. And so, you know, so I'm glad because that was actually one of my questions that, you know, that did come up as a question that, you know, those who have read the book or have seen the book, that was a question that a lot of people had because, you know, and it's a rightfully felt thing. So I'm glad that you did stick to your guns. That was your vision, and that's what you wanted, and that's what you saw. And so, now, are you when you continue to write your future books, will you add other cultures, or will you just maintain Jenny as the character, the main character of your book, or will this become a series?
I would like it to become a series, but actually the book that I'm writing for next Christmas does deal with an African-American child and her family.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of going back and forth.
Good.
Multicultural. Yes. And then I want to actually intertwine Jenny Jingle and my next story together where they meet. So they're going to be in the same story. So there will be, you know, Jenny Jingle and my other character together in some books. So I would like to have it, like you had mentioned about a series, I would like to have it as a series. And I was also thinking, too, like, if you think about something for, like, Christmas, there's the typical Charlie Brown, We Watch Forever, Frosty
right.
the Snowman. It's the same thing over and over and over again. So I want to try to see if I can get Jenny Jingle on TV, something else for the kids to watch, and also my other character on TV for something else for the kids to relate to.
Okay. All right. You have big dreams, and yep. I have no doubt that you will actually, those dreams will manifest and come forth and will come into fruition. I believe that simply because you are a go-getter. Not simply because you're my cousin and I know you, but I just believe that. I mean, that helps, but, you know, so once again, for those of you who have just tuned in to Our Voice Radio via the internet or whether you have dialed in live, we are speaking with Corinne Smith. It is a pleasure because she is also my cousin. She is a freshman author. This is her debut. She has written Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. And so for those who have just tuned in, Corinne, can you please again tell the audience where they can purchase your book?
You can purchase my book on the website. It's called Bookemon. It's BOOKEMON.com. And in the search engine, put Jenny Jingle, and the book will come up on the screen, and you can purchase it from there. And
it's actually the first book that when you put in Jenny Jingle, it's the first one.
Yes. And when you order it, it comes really fast. Because I put in an order on Saturday, and I got it yesterday. So it doesn't take hardly any time at all for them to ship the books.
So they are hard copies. You didn't do e-books.
No, it is a hard copy book. And you can also download it from their site. And it has that information on there as well. Once you go under the Jenny Jingle, they have the ebook information.
Okay. So what are you doing as far as promoting Jenny Jingle?
Well, right now I put it on Facebook to promote to my friends and family. And I'm also going to have a book signing next Friday, December the 18th, my family and I, we take Taekwondo. And we go to Karate Atlanta. So if you're in the Metro Atlanta area and want to get a copy of this book, you can. It's actually our graduation to our next belt colors next Friday. So we're going to have our belt ceremony, and then we're going to have a Christmas party. And they're allowing me to actually have a book signing, and I'm going to read the story to the kids while we're there. And if you come
to record that.
Yes, and if you come to that location, speaking of recordings, I had my children actually read the book, and I recorded them, and you will get a CD with the book.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good, Corrine. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job. So now, how do your children feel about Jenny Jingle and Mom as an author?
Oh, they're excited, especially my son. He's 11 years old, and after I had him and his sister do the recording, he decided he was going to make his own little spin on Jenny Jingle, and he recorded himself with his own little story. And so, yeah, they're excited about it. And cause, and also when you were talking about promoting, I made T-shirts. And so we've been wearing T-shirts around, also promoting the book.
Oh, and so how has that been? Have you had a good reception for that?
Yes, because starting out, when I first put it on the site on bookiemon.com, there were only 5 or 6 people that had read the book. But now looking today, I've had over 472 people look at my book.
So, yes, I did see a large number.
Yeah, so either through Facebook.
And,
yes, it is. So either through Facebook, and I even had business cards made up. I had one of my friends from Taekwondo. She wanted business cards, so she's been passing out business cards for me. I made T-shirts for her daughters to wear to school. So, you know, I've been getting out there, you know, a little bit. And,
right.
You know, what I want to do also is, you know, since I am from Mansfield, Ohio, I want to next, maybe around Thanksgiving, come home and see if I can do a book signing there. But then, you know, I'll have 2 books. I have Jenny Jingle, and then I'll have my other story. So I want to bring Jenny Jingle home and share with Mansfield and see if maybe I can get interviewed by the Mansfield News Journal. And just, you know, just try to get myself out there.
Right. So, yes, I think that you should absolutely do the author page for Facebook. And are you on Twitter?
I just started Twitter. Not real familiar with it, so I may need to call you to help me out with that.
Well, Twitter, and also what your cousin and I were doing today, a couple of your cousins and I were doing today, was Periscope.
And I've never heard of it.
So Periscope, I hadn't either. Periscope is part of Twitter. It is actually a live feed. So, and that is probably something that you can look at next week. When recording, do download the Periscope app and have someone, you know, record as you're doing the event and see, because people are actually looking at you live.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So I just started, we just did it today, and I had Kiki and my mother promote, unbeknownst to them, but it actually was a cute little promo. So, yes, that is something that you can look at doing, too. But, yes, I definitely suggest that you do the author page for Facebook and Twitter and just tweet, because I actually tweeted that you were coming on, and then it sends to Facebook. So I have it send it to Facebook as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you
don't
Twitter,
necessarily have to write. Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will get and garner a lot of. What's your? You said you just joined Twitter. So what is your Twitter handle?
That's a good question. I'll have to get back with you on that one while I'm looking.
Yes, you do that. So while you're thinking of that, we're gonna keep on moving along so you get that information so that by the end of the show you can go ahead and announce your Twitter handle so that you
okay.
can start generating followers and then I can start tweeting you and we'll get this going with the followers. So again, we are talking to Corinne Smith. She is the debut author of Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas. So if you have read the book and you have any questions, please, by all means, go ahead and press 1 and we can take questions if you'd like and go on from there. If you just have encouraging words, we definitely encourage you to encourage, because it is sometimes difficult for debut authors, especially to do so. Is this your first interview, Corinne?
Yes, it is.
And so it is sometimes a little, it's a little unnerving sometimes for new authors. And so it's a new experience. So definitely encouraging words. So if you have any encouraging words, please press 1 or go ahead and as Corinne has given out her Facebook, and we will definitely get you the Twitter information. And if we don't get the Twitter information by the close of the show, I will definitely get that out to you and tweet you or go on Periscope a little later on and get you that information. But we'll definitely get that information to the audience and start helping build that fan base and that Twitter following for you by all means. So how has it been did you find self-publishing difficult, or how was that for you?
Well, when I first started, I found another site, and it seemed a little complicated, and that was a little discouraging also. So I put it on hold. Like I said, a lot of things were holding me back. Because I was going to try to see if I could get a publisher, and just was hearing, a lot of different things. But once I found Bookiemon, it made it easy. You just go in, you type your words, you import your pictures, and it seemed very easy to me. So, no, it wasn't hard at all through this site to do the self-publishing. So I have my other story. I'm going to do that through this site as well.
Okay.
Because
still looking for a publisher, or are you going to continue to self-publish from, I know you're going to do the second one through self-publication, but will you then look for a publisher or continue that route?
If I can find a publisher, I would definitely, look into it. Because I was kind of thinking, self-publish, keep all the profits to myself. But, if I can get somebody, in my corner to, push me. Because I know with publishers, they want a book here, a book there, a book over here. So maybe if I can get somebody to push me, I can get, more things out there. So, I'm open mm-hmm. to either, finding a publisher or self-publishing.
Okay. Well, I will definitely, and my author publisher friends who are listening, if you can reach out to either me or Corinne, we can definitely get that information and assist you any way that we can go ahead and do that. I have a number of contacts, so I'll make sure that I will get their information to you or get your information to them to see how we can best meet your needs.
I appreciate that because I want to get out there, and share this gift, and any way that I can. Like I said, with the self-publishing, you pretty much have to do everything yourself, and there could be some avenues that I'm missing that someone else, could be able to assist me with, like yourself, or if you find a publisher that could help me, be able to get out there a lot bigger, like maybe get into Barnes and Noble or some of the other little bookstores.
Right. Okay, so we do have a caller. And caller, when I bring you on, please state your name and where you're calling from. And so we have our first caller. And I'm coming to you at 6886. Please go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from, please, and thank you and welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Eric Amelung, and I was one of Corrine's high school classmates.
Hi, Eric.
And I am, hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
I appreciate you calling in and listening.
Right, thank you so much, Eric.
Oh, no problem.
And so do you have a question or a comment?
I just want to make a comment. I just want to say that I'm excited for your opportunity and that you follow through with your dream. And, this is a great thing for you. I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Eric, for listening and having the courage to press 1. We appreciate that.
You got it.
And please continue to listen. So, Corrine, how does that feel, having a school classmate call in and comment and encourage you?
It really makes me feel happy that, people are in my corner. I know that my mom and my husband and my children are, but just to have a classmate call in, and I know that there's other people as well that, are proud of me for writing this and, following my dream, that it just makes me happy, very happy.
Absolutely. We do try to especially, not only are you Mansfield's own, but, again, you are my cousin, and so absolutely anything that we can do to help push the book and help get you out there and build up the fan base, absolutely, we are more than happy to do that for you. Again, we are speaking to Corrine Smith. She is the debut author of Jenny Jingle and the Spirit of Christmas, and so are you going to illustrate the second book as well? You can draw.
No,
I didn't know
I
you could do that. You can. You did. Listen, I when I was reading it today, I said to Kiki, I said, the colors are very vibrant. You can. It's because you're drawing it. That you can draw if they're not stick figures, they're full forms, full people. You can see the features, everything, because I paid attention to all of that, and I paid attention to how vibrant the colors were. So I can that's what I kept telling Keith. I kept saying the color scheme is very catchy, and so that is something that a child will pick up on, that a child will grasp that easily. And it's not a lengthy book. It's not something that, it's something that can actually, it's warm and fuzzy. It's Christmas. It is repetitive because it's, that's what children need to learn to read. So, and it was not a hard read. It is something that children can read. And it is, again, because of that, and that's all I kept saying, is I love how vibrant it is. It is very vibrant and colorful and neat.
Thank you. Even though I feel that I'm a horrible artist, and with your question about the next book, no, I am not drawing those pictures. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown if I do. But I do have
I am impressed.
Well, thank you. I do have a coworker friend that I've reached out to her to actually draw my pictures for my next story. And she's a lot better artist than I am. So if you look at Jenny Jingle, some of the pages, her face looked different. But, you know, that was because I can't draw. So, but, yes, I'm reaching out to somebody else to have my other book drawn for me.
Now, I'm going to go back and look now because as much detail, I pay close attention to detail. I did not notice that. So, when you're looking, because what I looked at was, A, how it was written. I looked at the colors. But I, you know, you have to go to a child's level. And so from a child's level, that is something that catches their attention, the colors. And so what I liked is that, you know, you did have words and then you had pictures on another page that didn't have any words, so you just had, like, you know, the scene.
Yes.
And so what made you go that route?
Well, like you said, I didn't want it to be, you know, really lengthy, and I wanted it colorful. Cause like you said, kids are attracted to colors. Even as babies, you know, they see colors, they're reaching for it. So
yes.
I definitely wanted to have it bright, cheerful, like I said, an easy read, and, you know, not real lengthy, a bunch of words just on the page, on all the pages, you know, just wanted something that the kids could relate to.
Right. So the next book, Corrine, it's also a Christmas book, but is it in the same, does it deal with giving and... Or what will it entail?
Well, the next book, it's about, it's also a little girl that she has a special wish for Christmas. And she's asking for, you know, something specific for her. And
okay.
I don't know if I want to give too much away.
Hey, it's... This is your show. You tell what you want, and if not, next year we'll be here in 370 days, Christmas?
Yes.
A little more than that? So it's certainly up to you. But so now, will your children, do they give you any ideas? Or
they
is this strictly...
They give me a little bit, and, you know, some of it I use, a lot of it I don't, but, you know, a lot of it is strictly me writing these stories. Now, I also, like I mentioned earlier, I wrote a Christmas song. My kids helped me out a lot with the Christmas song. This came to me probably about a month ago. We were out shopping, and I heard a catchy little tune, and so I just started jotting stuff down. And my husband, he kind of gets on me because I'll write stuff on toilet paper, mail, tissue, I mean, whatever I find, I'm writing on my hand. But, I mean, I just can't lose it because if it comes in my head and I don't write it down, I'm going to forget it.
Right.
And just be like,
I understand.
Well.
So it
but
sounds
yes,
like
they,
you need to keep a journal with you at all times.
Yes, I think so.
So are you going to sing the song for us?
Right now?
Yes.
Well, I can't sing it. I got to have my kids sing it. Because actually, the kids are going to be the one that's singing this song.
Oh.
And
we have,
I mean.
So before we, can we get the children to sing the song? Are they available to sing a little bit of the song? And while they're doing that, if that's possible, we do have another question from another caller. So I'm going to you, 1491. Please state your name and where you are calling from, excuse me, from, please.
My name is Jerry, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. And actually, you just kind of stole my thunder. My question was, were you going to sing the song for us?
Well, I have my children right here, Jerry. I appreciate you calling in, Jerry, and listening to this broadcast tonight. And I do have my kids here, and they're going to sing a little bit of it for you, okay?
Great.
Okay, great. Thank
you.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay, all right, they're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been good for Christmas, I think. I've been good for Christmas, I think. I've been good for Christmas, I think. I've been good for Christmas, I think.
Oh, go ahead. I don't have any sound effects, but... We're working on that. Oh, great. I'm so glad that they are not shy. That was very well done. Good job.
Well, they were looking at
children.
Me at first. They were looking at me like, oh, we got to sing.
Yes, they were ready. Hey, this is live. We're live from the air. So you give me some information, I need to ask a question, and we need to get that back going. See, I wasn't the only one wanting to hear. Kiki over here like, yes. Good. So is that the song that's going for into the book with the book next week or no?
No, not with Jenny Jingle. No, at the book signing, I had my children just read the story because I know there's like one of my friends. She has a granddaughter that's trying to learn how to read. So the CD. She can hear the children reading, and she could follow along. And, you know, I wanted that to be able to help. Yeah, help,
right.
You know, young children that's trying to read, you know, they can follow along and try to say the words and stuff also. But the song that my kids just done, that's going to come out next year. And I have, you know, some verses and stuff that I've written and, you know, going to try to get that out. Next year with the other book.
Okay. So you're going to add songwriter, author. What else is in store for you?
Well, I do a little photography. I've been doing that. So just maybe the photography and the book writing and writing the songs for right now. But you never know, because I used to bake and do all kinds of things. So I'm trying to slow down. I told everybody I'm retiring from baking so I can focus on the photography, the writing, the stories, and the songs.
You're just a jack of all trades. So, you know, you can use the photography for your book covers, and that cuts out the middleman there, too.
Yes, it does. It does, because I have a cousin here in the Atlanta area that's graduating. When he graduated from high school, I took his senior pictures. He's getting graduated from college. I took his college pictures. So I love photography. So, yes, I mean, I never thought about that until you just said it, that I could do the photography for my own covers as well.
Right, absolutely. Wow, I am so, so proud of you, Kareem, and I'm so happy that you decided to step out and not let anyone step on your dream. See, right out of your mouth.
Yes,
so I am so, so happy for you and excited about your future books. So, now, let's talk about Kareem outside of the author. So,
okay.
Who is Kareem Smith outside of the author? Because we know you, but let's let the audience know you. Introduce yourself.
Well, Kareem Smith outside of the author. I am a wife of 16 years. I'm a mother. I have an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. And I'm a daughter. I have my mom here with me right now. And hopefully she'll be here with us until Christmas. And I work at the high school. I work with special needs children. I love working with children. And I think that also, you know, inspired me to, like I said, write stuff geared towards children. I also do taekwondo. And that's something probably a lot of people don't know about me. But my whole family, they do taekwondo. My kids started before my husband and I. And they'll be going for their black belts probably around September of next year.
Oh.
My husband and I, we still have a little ways to go. We are green belts right now. But I enjoy that. I love to bake, but as I said, I'm retiring from that. And just love my family.
Because I'll have another question. We'll do the five things that we don't know in just a moment. But before we do that, we do have another caller. So caller 9214, I'm coming to you right now. Caller 9214, go ahead. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Kareem Scott and Kareem's mother calling from the other room.
Hi,
Mommy. Hi, your daughter.
Hi,
sweetie. I wanted to call and just say how proud I am of Kareem. I think she's done a wonderful job with the book. It's very, as you said, Chanel, it's very colorful. I think the children will love it. I also wanted to ask Kareem if she could play a little bit of the recording of the children reading, because I thought that was a very nice added touch to the book.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm going to get off, but I wanted to say, Chanel, you're doing a wonderful job. And, Kareem, I'll see you when you finish.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for listening and calling in.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Y'all put me to work.
Yes. Yes, Kareem, that is a good question. That is a good idea to have to play that if you can do that, if that's at all possible. Yes. Are we going to have that?
Yes, I'm trying to get that set up right now for you.
Okay. Great. Not a problem. So, yes, I'm glad that Aunt Kareem suggested that.
Oh,
and
yes.
Again, that was a good idea. And while Kareem is setting that up, and yes, you did hear correctly, her mother, Kareem is named after her mother. We are speaking to debut author Kareem Smith. She is author of Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas, a children's Christmas book that she is going to play a little snippet of her children reading an excerpt.
from Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas.
Okay, I think I can start that for you right now.
Great.
Jenny Jingle and the True Spirit of Christmas, written by Kareen J. M. Smith.
Jenny Jingle is a merry old soul, as merry a soul could be.
Jenny Jingle didn't believe in Kris Kringle,
and her daddy says she wasn't told that by me.
At 6 years old, she is a wise old soul, and a wise old soul indeed.
She has a brother named Billy and one named James. Just 3 years old he'll be. On Christmas Day, what a jolly good day. What a jolly good day it'll be.
Billy and James were running around, wondering what their gifts will be. I just sat with my hands in my lap and shook my head with glee.
Okay. Were you able to hear that?
A very good job. Right. Yes, we could hear that. And it was very, that is excellent.
Thank you.
I am so proud of you. That is really, really good. The children read very well and did a great job reading. So I believe that will help with the children. We do have another caller.
Okay.
I didn't see the one pressed. Is it 9192? Or 8024? Is it the 9192 or 8024? Just a moment. And we do have, is it 9192? Hey, Kiki, what's the last four of your numbers? Thank you. So it's 8024. 8024, please state where you're calling from. Your name, please.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I didn't know what those numbers were. But this is Phyllis from Ohio. I'm so proud of you. I don't have a question. I just wanted you to know I am so proud of you. Of what you're doing and going after your dreams. It just makes me feel encouraged that I can do something too. I love you and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, and I love you too. And yes, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Okay. I'll continue to keep listening.
Thank you for listening. Boy, it's nothing like live radio and dealing with family, I tell you. Woo, gotta love it. And we do have another, boy, we do have another question from 8766. I'm coming right to you. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please. 8766, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Juanita, Corrine's cousin and Chanel's mother. I'm just calling to say how proud I am of little Corrine, and I'm so proud of her children, and I just want to say I love you, and I'm so glad we have a talented family, and we have a couple authors, and I'm going to follow after them babies, too, because I want to get in that, what is it, Kanju, that whatever they're doing.
Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Taekwondo.
I just want to say I'm so proud of you, girl. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you very much for calling in and listening. I love you, too.
Yes, thank you for listening. Well, I tell you, I love my family. This has been a comedic ending.
Yes, it has. Because you remember I told you I was kind of nervous to get started, but I appreciate everybody listening and, you know, being in the corner and supporting me.
And remember, I told you you would do just fine. We would get through this. It's just a conversation. It's
Yes, we just did. Happen to have active listeners on the conversation. And so before we wind down, what I like to do is get five, I always ask, tell us five things, because I already knew about the, I knew that you cooked, I knew you were doing Taekwondo. So tell us five things that we do not know about Kareem.
Okay, let's see. I love bowling. I took bowling as a course in college. let me see. You know, that's really hard when if you think about it. it really is. I said Taekwondo, baking. I love music. I don't like this current stuff. I still listen to the 80s stuff. And what else? I like to sew, even though I can't sew.
Well, that's funny, Kareem.
Because I say that because my daughter went to homecoming, and I went and got her this little dress from the thrift store and washed it up and cut it up, and it turned out really nice. I added stuff to it, and it was very pretty.
It was. So I saw it. It was. You did a – so, okay, so this is what I need you to do for me. You are talented. You are gifted. It displays. You stop saying what you cannot do or that you don't do it well, because you do. Mm-hmm. What you do it with excellence, and you have done it with excellence. So stop it from this point forward, because you did the dress was very pretty. I saw it. I saw it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The artwork, whether it's good to you or you say you can't draw, I couldn't do that much. It would be, I would have stick figures. And so what you did was appropriate for that age group, for who you are reaching out to, for the age group, the genre that you are focusing on, that's perfect for them. So you did a great job for what your purpose was for. So cut that out.
Okay, I will. As of today, I will stop saying that.
Absolutely, you will. And so before we end this conversation, Kareem, is there anything that I should have asked or that you would have wanted me to ask you that I did not ask?
I think we pretty much covered everything about myself, about the book, and my kids singing, you heard them reading. I think we covered everything.
Great. And before we leave, can you remind the audience once again, A, how they can contact you, B, where they can purchase your book?
They can contact me at Facebook. It's facebook.com/Corrine, which is Corrine 1973. You can purchase the book at Bookemon. It's BookeMon.com. And in the search box, put in Jenny Jingle. It'll be the first book that populates. And I also pulled up Twitter, and I believe it's the @, and then it has CJM. S like Sam, 1000. I believe that's
And I knew that.
Okay.
Okay, great. And I will definitely make sure that I am following you on Twitter and get that out and make sure that others start to follow you. And so, Kareem, I just want to tell you thank you so much for allowing
Our Voice Radio to conduct your very first interview. I do hope that you come back once you complete the second book and even the song, whenever you want to come back. We certainly have space available for you to come and discuss whatever you are working on. And so I so appreciate you. I am very, very proud of you. You know, you, and you would write a book about giving because you and your wonderful mother and your children are all very giving. And so that just, you know, that just tells of the person and the personality that you have and that you are. So just excellent. I wouldn't expect anything else but excellence from you. So, and that is what you have actually given, and your children are doing the same. So I so appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have taken the time out. And for you too, the listeners who have taken the time out, whether you have listened live on the line with via the internet, I so appreciate the time that you have taken to sit and listen. And for those of you who have commented or given feedback, thank you so much. We so appreciate that. Any last words, Kareem?
Yes, I just want to thank you for the kind words and for taking the time out to interview me and let me talk to, you know, the people on the internet. And I want to thank everybody for listening and also for the comments and the support. It's really appreciated.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we are going to conclude this conversation by saying, have a very Merry Christmas, everyone. We are not back on the air until after the first year, but you can by all means listen to any of the archived shows. We will still continue to promote those, but I will not do any live shows, not again until January 5th. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to continue to pray one for another. I love you. Godspeed, and God be with everyone. Bless you. Good night.